Frequently, I find it necessary to lose 5 or 10 pounds. I have 3 things that I do to peel off the excess weight: exercise, diet, and time in the hot box to cause me to perspire. Then it hits me, an overpowering thirst. I've become a bit dehydrated, and I crave a drink of water. Put anything in front of me, a T-bone steak, cherry pie, banana split, I'll turn it all down for a glass of cool, clear water. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, developing a desire for spiritual things. David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple." He had one overriding desire in life, and that was God himself. How did he get that way? Or more to the point, how do we get that way? How do we come to the place where God is all in all? One thing, of course, is to pray. David said, "Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him." Pray and ask God for the desire to know him, fellowship with him, and serve him. And like he did with David, he will hear your prayer, and your heart will greatly rejoice. Another thing, of course, is to associate with men and women of God who live that life. The scripture says, "Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends." The Lord will use their godly life to sharpen your own. I've seen this happen in my own experience as a Christian. I'll never forget the first time I was exposed to the ministry of Dr. Jack Mitchell of the Multnomah School of the Bible. He had come to our conference center at Glen Eyrie to speak each evening for a week. As I sat there that first night, I was dumbfounded. Here was a walking Bible. He would take a passage of Scripture and illustrate it and illuminate it by other Scriptures. It was amazing. Then he told us how, as a young Christian, he had begun to read the Bible through time and time again and had maintained that practice down through the years. God used the life of that man to give me a hunger for the Word of God. There is another means that God often uses to create a desire for himself in our hearts. The psalmist said, "Then shall I not be ashamed when I shall have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments." Oftentimes, the Lord will use the afflictions and hard times that come our way to deepen our desire for him. I find that in my own life, an easy life can make me indulgent of the flesh, forgetful of God, secure in myself, attracted by the world, deaf to the voice of God as he would speak to me from the Word, and neglectful of prayer. But in a time of affliction or adversity, God can humble us, show us the vanity of our ways, and soften our hearts. Just as my homemade sauna is used to set my mind on one thing, fresh, pure water. So then these 3 things, prayer, the lives of godly people, and affliction, can be used of the Lord to make us single-minded toward God. May God bless you as your desire is set on him.